And welcome to Radio Xavier Live. Thank you for joining us. It's 8:04 now on this beautiful 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. This is Radio Xavier Live. I'm Dave Palmer.
And I'm Suzette Chidas.
And I just want to tell everybody, I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, we do have a new opener to the show. We had been playing, Suzette, the Habemus Papam.
I love that one.
That was great, but I was thinking, okay, we've had a new pope for several months now. We had to update that.
And now we have a new bishop in Fort Worth.
Yeah, so you may recognize those two voices. Those are Bishop Van of Fort Worth, Bishop Kevin Van of Fort Worth, and then Bishop Charles Grauman of Dallas, who both were in studio with us and gave us those quotes, and we snatch them and put them on the opener so we can hold on to that one for a little while.
With great joy.
We thank them very much for their support. In just a moment, we're going to be speaking about an incredible event that will be going on next week, next Sunday, in fact. It's called the National Life Chain. It's going to be a very going on right here in the local area in North Texas. We'll be speaking to Sharon Albertson, also Dr. Vance Neiman, who is a family doctor in Richardson. And also on the phone, we have Pastor Joe Goodson from Rosebud, Texas. We'll join them in just a minute. And later on this hour, we will talk to Joe and Carol Morris. And hopefully all seven of their kids are here. I see them running around the halls out there. And they are.
It's nice to have a large family in
a group
studio
called
with us.
Familia, appropriately enough. And they promote big families. And out of big families come vocations and a lot of joy and love. And
amen.
And a lot of other things to talk about too, right?
That's right. We have a lot of announcements this morning. I wanted to start off. Hank Herman was in studio with us this morning. He is the president of the Dallas Society of St. Vincent de Paul, and he was talking about ways to help Hurricane Katrina survivors, and he did make it a point to let us know that they do need volunteers, and they especially need people with trucks and people who can drive. So if you can help, the number to call is 214-352-7837. That's 214-352-7837. So they need people with trucks and people who can drive.
Also, a lot of fall festivals are about, and yesterday I was at the All Saints Fall Festival in Dallas, which actually goes on at their school, which is on the corner of Frankfort and Coy. We encourage everybody to go out there for that and look at, of course, take part in everything, but look for the Radio Xavier booth as well. And also, Anna, I think, is going to be at Santa Clara of Assisi today. Is that right, Anna?
Well, they actually postponed it to next Sunday.
That's so
funny.
We'll
have a little more time to get there.
People are postponing things because of
the hurricane. We have a table there.
Okay, well, next Sunday. And also, I want to remind everybody that Our Lady of Lebanon in Louisville is having the Lebanese Food Festival. This is a big one. I mean,
that sounds so yummy.
It's at Our Lady of Lebanon Maronite Catholic Church in Louisville. The festival runs from Friday morning to Sunday afternoon. And for more information, you can call 972-436-7617, as if anybody was able to write that down. But
Say it again.
grab the pen! 972-436-7617. Maybe somebody has a photographic and perfect memory. Or also visit www.ourladylebanon.com. Just take out the ourladylebanon.com. Great event.
Right. And then the 45th Annual Diocesan Boy Scout Catholic Religious Retreat will be held October 7th through the 9th at the Worth Ranch near Palo Pinto. The theme is Am I Called? And the 8th Annual Cub Scout Catholic Religious Retreat will be at the same time with a theme of the Eucharist. Deadline to register is September 30th. And you're also invited to the 40th anniversary and seminarian welcome dinner for Holy Trinity Seminary on Monday, October 3rd at the Hotel Intercontinental in Addison. Evening prayer will begin at 6:30 p.m. and the dinner starts at 7 p.m. There will be both a live and a silent auction and fun door prizes. They have a fun auction of what they call priest prize packages, Dave, such as a trip to go fishing with Bishop Grauman. I know you would enjoy that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. You should see some of the fish they catch, too, huge ones. And also Father Joseph Omer Koenig, who's the head of vocations, is going to every year he makes this big gingerbread house.
I wonder how long that takes him.
It's always the top prize. I mean, it's because he's from Germany. He's a baker from Germany. And so he makes this incredible thing. And Pat Martin, who's the head of the seminary, the head of
development
for the seminary, called a moment ago, and you know, of all the excuses, she had to go into 8 o'clock mass, so she couldn't be with us. You know, excuses.
We understand that. But,
so we really want to encourage everybody to get in contact with Holy Trinity Seminary, buy a table, buy seats, and it's going to be a really fun event.
Right. And then Father Ernie Torres, the pastor of Divine Mercy Parish in Mesquite, asked us to make the following announcement. This is a little bit of a mouthful, Dave, so bear with me.
All right.
The Federación Carismática Católica de Grupos de Oración Federación, the Federation of Catholic Charismatic Prayer Groups in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, presents Padre John Mario Montoya of Colombia and Brother Pepe Alonso of Miami, Florida, and Brother Guillermo Valencia of Los Angeles, California. That's all at the third conference on evangelization in Spanish at the Championship Rodeo Resistol Arena of Mesquite, Texas on Friday, October 14th, Saturday, October 15th, and Sunday, October 16th. And that includes a closing mass at 4 p.m. on Sunday, October 16th. There will be Catholic evangelization talks in Spanish for adults, youth, and children, along with several musical groups from the charismatic movement in the area. For more information, you can contact Father Ernie Torres at 972-289-7400. That's 972-289-7400.
And I'm so glad you read that one and not me, because I would have butchered that Spanish.
My pleasure.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's talk national life chain, and in this case, the local life chain. We have with us in studio, and thank you for joining us, by the way, Sharon Albertson and also Dr. Vance Neiman. And on the phone, we have Pastor Joe Goodson from Rosebud. Are you there, Pastor Joe?
Yes.
Okay, thanks for joining us. We'll start off with you, Sharon. Tell us, for those listening and have no idea what the National Life Chain is, what is it?
The Life Chain is a peaceful and prayerful public witness of pro-life Americans standing for 1 hour praying for our nation and for an end to abortion. It's a visual statement of solidarity by the Christian community that abortion kills children and that the church supports the sanctity of human life from the moment of conception to natural death.
So how many people do you expect to be involved in this event next Sunday, both here in North Texas and across the country?
Well, if people look at the website lifechain.net, they can see that there are more than 1,100 cities and towns across the United States listed, and many of those have multiple locations. So we expect there to be 1,300 locations across the United States and Canada. And in North Texas alone, we have 25 locations in the Metroplex.
Wow. It's really exciting. It's really exciting when you go on the website and you can go by state and it lists all the different cities.
Yeah. Now, and this is, of course, not strictly a Catholic thing. This is interdenominational, and everybody that wants to be involved in this, right?
Right. Definitely non-denominational. In fact, in many areas, this is the one event that all denominations can get together with.
Okay.
And afterwards, in some small towns, they go off to one of the churches and have refreshments together. One church, one year, the next, another.
You mean Catholics and Protestants eat together and all that way? No, come on. All right, well, Dr. Vance Neiman, maybe we can bring down Pastor Joe's volume here for a second, because there's kind of lots of background noise. We'll come back to you in just a moment, Pastor Joe. But Dr. Vance, perhaps you can tell us how you got involved in this.
Sure. Actually, probably about 1994, my wife, that's where I met her at church. And then in that process, her church was actually pretty active in the life chain. And that's how I got first exposed to it. And then after there, we moved forward and participated in several of them. And then after I finished residency, moved back to the Dallas area and start participating and taking leadership position.
Yeah, so what are you expecting to do next week? Where will you be, and what group are you going to be involved in?
Actually, we'll be in Mesquite, Texas. This will be our third year participating in Mesquite.
Okay.
I call him the multiplying life chain coordinator, because he started out in Richardson Garland area, passed that leadership on to a friend, and moved on to Mesquite. 2 years ago, someone came from Forney, decided to start one in Forney after attending the Life Chain. And then last year, some ladies came from Kaufman, decided to start one in Kaufman. So
great.
This is kind of like multi-level marketing, you know?
you got
a lot of people in your downlink or whatever it's called, you know?
Now, as we've been saying, this is an event that all people should support, whether you're Catholic or not. And Pastor Goodson, can you explain what your church is doing for this event and why you're encouraging your whole entire congregation to get involved?
Well, this year, I am new to Rosebud, so we are probably going to try one in Rosebud next year. But this year, we're probably going to go out to the Waco, which is about 30 or 40 minutes from our church, and just give some exposure to our people. We've never done it in Rosebud. There's a major highway that comes through here, so it would be a good setting. But that's what we're planning to do this year, and we're looking forward to it.
I'd like for Joe to tell you about the ninth grade boy who was at his Life Chain last year.
And let's do that when we come back from a break. Pastor Joe, can you hang around with us a little bit longer? Okay, great. We are talking to Sharon Albertson, Dr. Vance Neiman, and also Pastor Joe Goodson from Rosebud, Texas. And we're talking about the National Life Chain. It's going on next Sunday, October 2nd, and we'll tell you more about the event and how you can get involved when we come back. This is Radio Xavier Live on News Talk 660 KSKY. 214-787-1660 is our number. Thanks for joining us.